Hey, yo, what's up? This Bean Cash, and you on my podcast, man. Hey, yo, today, kind of just talking about mistakes. That's the topic of the day. It's going to go, I'm going to cover politics, I'm going to cover family, I'm going to cover a little bit of everything. So, I'm glad you tuned in. Thank you for tuning in, and stay keyed with me. Check this out. We are humans. That's what we are. At least that's what I am, and I'm pretty sure you are. If you're listening and you can articulate any type of language, we're all human beings. Therefore, the highly probability of us making mistakes in our lifetime is synonymous with living, with breathing. It's going to happen. It's almost ongoing consistently. Now, the key to the game is once you've made a mistake, analyze the mistake, where you went wrong, correct it, and move forward. But as we know in life, that nothing, almost nothing, is one-dimensional. And what I mean by that is everything has an effect somewhere else. So therefore, if I touch this light, then my finger will burn. My finger burn, I'm in pain. But my child is in pain as well because I'm in pain. And that's how that works. So it's not just things that we do has an effect on other people. With that being said, sometimes we make some very grave and drastic and terrible mistakes. My question to you, the listener, is, are we supposed to hold those who made the mistakes in the captivity forever? Or do we let them, we forgive them truly? And let them move on. I'm in a precipice of my life where I believe and I practice it. I'm going to forgive you. I'm not going to visit this mistake that happened again. And we're going to move on. I'm not going to every time I see you say, well, you did screw up. Because the thing about forgiveness is, if you forgive a person and truly forgive them, then we're not going to go back down this alley. And that mistake or whatever action that we had is forgiven. So every time I see you, I don't have to think about it, or we don't have to visit an apology or something every time, or we don't have to even feel some kind of way. The reason that people feel indifferent after trust has been broken or a mistake has been made is because they haven't done the healing. You see, in the Bible, and I'm learning this as we speak, in the Bible it says that forgiveness, you ask the Lord for forgiveness. And from what the Bible says, when you ask the Lord for forgiveness and you mean it with your heart, it's already done. You're already forgiven. Just like that. That's the God we serve. You're already done. But your brother or sister who you caused this problem with, that's who you need to go confess the sins to, that you sinned against them. That allows y'all to place the healing. If you do those things, now, if you do that, the third time you see this person, remember, you went back and you talked to them. And you said, hey, I've sinned against you and I was wrong and I'm sorry. I guarantee you that maybe that next time, or maybe not the next time, but the time after that, that person has truly forgiven you and they're not even going to hold you in captivity. Because you've acknowledged the fact that you was wrong against them. So many times in his life, we don't do that. Give you an example. It's not true, but I'm just going to give you an example. So I break into my neighbor's house and I steal all his stuff. I get caught. And I tell him I'm sorry. Give him his stuff back. Okay. That's done. But we always look at each other funny for the rest of our lives because I never went to him and said, hey, bro, I sinned against you, man. I'm wrong and I'm sorry about it, truly. That's heartfelt. If I come to him that way, he will forgive me. But I don't. I come to him with an attitude. I come to him like, man, I'm only doing this because it's systematic, bro. I apologize. We all do that. 90% of the time. Therefore, no one gets forgiven at all. And that's why this mantra in the world now states, I forgive, but I don't forget. Man, if you are living with this mantra of I forgive and I don't forget, you might as well prepare yourself to go to hell, because you got to look at it. God forgives everybody and he forgets. And you as a man, a mere man, you can tell the people you forgive and you don't forget, and you serve a God that's going to forgive you for everything. Where do you think you're going to go when you die? You're not going with the God that you serve. You're probably going to go to hell, because the God you serve, he forgave you for everything. And he's going to ask you, well, I forgave you. Why do you didn't forgive people for stuff they did to you? I don't want to see you. Get away from me. That's something we need to revisit within ourselves. Now, I'm going to flip mode to the politics side of it, because I don't understand what the fuck is going on right now. So I don't know for a bona fide fact if Trump colluded with Russians. I don't know that. I don't know if he was taking money, bribes. I don't know none of that shit. But I do know that when it walks like a duck, it looks like a duck, it talks like a duck, most of the time, it's a fucking duck. I wasn't born Friday. I just wasn't. So I'm very upset with this, because from what I looked at yesterday, we were at a precipice to get the truth. The man called these people liars. He called the fake news and all this shit. See, the thing about it is that when you're guilty, you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to shut the fuck up because you're guilty, and you're going to take your lick like a man. Let me put that in layman's terms, because not a lot of people know neighborhood terms. Take your lick like a man comes from Juvenile, the rapper. Well, take your lick like a man means, man, take whatever ass whooping coming to it. You a man. You out here stealing and doing crazy shit. So when that belt come across your ass, take that ass whooping like a man. That's it. Or when you're guilty, you do one of two things. You're going to lie, 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 lie like a motherfucker. But everybody in the world know you're guilty, and we all know you're lying. So that's what it is. He chose the latter. He chose the latter. Now, had you be honest, we might have been able to forgive and move on as Americans, because what is this whole fucking subject is about? It's about mistakes. And we all make them. I mean, Donald Trump, let's look at him. Real estate mogul, celebrity, reality show personality, all that kind of stuff. He's in the entertainment world, he's a somebody. But as a president, he does not have any knowledge to do that. And see, that's the truth of it. But he didn't want to hear that truth. So what did he do? He got upset and he started calling names and talking about people. We learned as adults a long time ago that when you don't have anything else to say and you don't have enough knowledge in your brain, you result to name calling and obscenities. Therefore, you may need to go do some more studying so you can increase your vernacular and learn a little bit more. It's just the way it works. I had to tell a guy the other day, he was, I guess, trying to incite me to something, but he was yelling his incitement from the backseat of a car. And I would just explain to him, brother, you might want to focus on becoming a driver of a car and actually owning a car before you concern yourself with my life. Because where I'm standing, I'm actually getting paid to do what I'm doing. And where you're riding, I'm pretty sure you got to pay to ride in that car, but you're in the back seat, so you ain't paying shit. You just a bandwagon boy. It is what it is. But I let it go, because life is short. Now, back to the chase. People, we are going to make some mistakes. And as a state of America right now, we're making a lot of mistakes. But that's good. And I'm going to tell you why it's good. Because I have a saying, sometimes you got to go through the mud to get clean. And what that means is that sometimes it got to get real ugly before it get better. Racism is ugly. It's very ugly. Injustice is ugly. It's ugly. Treating people indifferent because of their religion is ugly. But the biggest thing of it all is that we need to eradicate this ugliness. So just like a human face. If your face is deformed, you can do one of two things. You can put a mask on it, or you can have the surgery to correct it. We've worn a mask our entire existence. The mask came off in 2018. Now, we can do one of two things. As Americans and as people on this planet, we can put the mask back on and keep on with the bullshit, or we can start the reconstructive surgery to actually fix our face so that our face reflects what we really are. Remember, God made us in the image of Him. But yet, if we could look at ourselves right now, we look more like the serpent. We need to get our face back. This is Bean on BeanCast. What's your thoughts and your opinions and your comments? Chime in or chime out.